Good morning, 810 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for a chat with Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's nice outside.
Oh, yeah, it is. And we got some rain on the way is the thought. So anyway, we actually do have some rain coming down well in Chautauqua and Elk counties. They're kind of moving to the northeast, but we might get a little sprinkles here before it's all said and done. And then we got some more rain chances here tonight.
Well, we could definitely use the rain, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So good to be back with you here after my little extended break. So
haven't seen you in a couple of weeks.
No, it's been a while.
They carried on without
you.
They
sure did. Somehow it managed to go on.
That's right. So, well, we have lots of things happening in Independence. So I thought I would do a little reminder of some cleanup opportunities. So Independence takes beautification very seriously in our community, as we all do in the county, and the city has made it very easy for us to keep our property cleaned up and to do the right thing and recycle. And so the weather has kind of changed. I know people, I've noticed people are out in their yards, are starting to, you know, rake and get things cleaned up for the fall already and take advantage of the nice weather. So I just wanted to remind everybody of the days and the hours of recycling. So it's every Thursday at the sanitation yard at 21st and Maple from 11 to 1, and the first Saturday of every month from 8 to 12. So that's when you can drop off your cardboard, your plastics, your glass, and things like that. And then they also open up the sanitation yard to be able to drop off debris and appliances and furniture and other bulky items. You can drop those off Thursdays and Fridays from 8 to noon. And then you can drop off your brush and your limbs and things like that when you've cleaned up your yard every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 8 to noon at the brush yard, which is a half mile south of College Avenue on County Road 4100. So it makes it nice and easy that they've opened up the sanitation yard and we're able to load things up in our trunks or the back of trucks and drop those things off. However, there are times when you might have items at your house, or you might see items in the community that somebody has drugged to the curb that need to be hauled away. And you can go to the city's website, and there's a little tab that will say services needed or register for a service, I believe. And you click that that icon, and it takes you into all of the services that the city provides. And you're able to go in and request a service, like picking up a couch from the curb or whatever service that you might need. And it doesn't have to be your item. It can be something that you have seen in the community that needs to be picked up. So one more way to make sure that we keep Independence looking beautiful. A couple things going on downtown. So I've always talked about all of the fun things that happen in downtown Independence regarding kind of live music and activities and everything, and fun things at the brewery. And I do want to talk about that because now there's even one more twist to what's happening in downtown. So at the brewery, you have musical bingo on Wednesday. The brewery always opens at 4 o'clock, but musical bingo will start at 7. And then Thursday, the brewery will open at 4, but trivia starts at 7, so that's always fun. And then I also want to remind everybody that the brewery is a very fun, friendly, family place. They want to make sure that everybody knows that you can bring outside food into the brewery. You can bring your games in. They have their own board games, but you can bring your games. They also have root beer. So lots of things that they have to offer. They have beer yoga on the first Saturday of every month. So that means that in a couple of weeks, on October the 7th, they will have beer yoga at 10:45. But what's new is they're doing they're showing football on Sundays. So last year they kind of did just the Chiefs games. And this year they decided, hey, we're just going to do all football. So every Sunday you can stop by and watch football from noon until 10 o'clock in the evening and catch all your favorite games. They will have free popcorn that they're going to pop fresh right there on site. And you can bring in, again, your own food and come and watch the game. So that that was fun that they put up TVs and you'll be able to watch your games. So, and then Dickie's Barbecue, they used to do live music on Wednesdays, but they changed it and they're doing live music on Thursdays now. This week, Doug Toon is going to be playing and it's going to be from 6:30 to 9. But here's what's really exciting about Downtown Independence. There are some stores that have decided they're going to stay open late. And a long time ago, I don't know if you remember in the town where you grew up, but stores would always stay open like typically one night a week late.
Oh, sure. Yep, yep.
So you could run your errands and get everything done. And now we've kind of gotten to a point where we're not so forced to run all of our errands during that time because we have so many stores that offer services till the wee hours of the morning and online and all that. But we're wanting to open up stores in downtown to create an experience so that when you get off work, you can go downtown, you can walk, you can put on your tennis shoes, take a walk. It's safe downtown. The sidewalks are wide. And then do some shopping and then do some eating. So Magnolia Sense by Design will be open until around 7. Casey's Creations and Deli, where they have great food and awesome cookies, are going to be open as well until about 7:30, I believe. Their grill will be open, and then I think they're going to stay open a little bit later just selling cookies. Cask and Grove, where you can get gourmet vinegars and olive oils, will be open until 7 on Thursday nights. Twin Spur Boutique, that sells clothing and Western wear, they will be open as well. And Apricot Lane, Downtown Independence, will be open late on Thursday. So you can, again, you can, right now when the weather's this nice, it's great. You know, get out, get the strollers out, get the, you know, get your shoes on and walk around downtown. Pick one of the great places to eat, enjoy some live music, and shop in downtown.
Oh, that is great. What a cool idea.
I know. So, and then karaoke at Turbo's on Friday nights. That starts at 10. King's Bar and Game Room has live music as well on Friday nights. You know, my mom has some mobility issues, and so it was last Saturday night. We got some food. We went downtown. We ate on the sidewalk at one of the outdoor seating places in downtown, and she has a transport chair, and so we walked around all the way from where Cask and Grove is down by the brewery back up all the way to Annie Mae's and around, and they were having an adult prom at King's Bar and Game Room, and it was so much fun. There were people, all guys dressed up in suits and girls in fancy dresses, and they were having a fun time.
That's
and so
great.
Yeah, so there was a lot of activity in downtown Independence, so fun things are happening. Again, the weather is super nice, so think about going to Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo during the fall. The fall hours have changed, so the rides are now open only on Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 5. A round of golf is $2, train rides are 50 cents, and if you have a nickel in your pocket, you can ride the Alan Herschel Antique Carousel as well. And then the Snack Shack is open from 11 to 5. They have lots of goodies. They have really good cotton candy, so if you're a cotton candy fan, you don't even have to go to the park and the zoo. You can just go to the Snack Shack and get your cotton candy. The rides will close for the season, though, on Sunday, the 29th of October. So just basically right after Niwala, they wrap it up. So be sure and take advantage of these nice days and get out and ride the train or play a round of golf one more time before they close. The same thing for Little House on the Prairie. They're open Mondays through Sundays from 10 to 5 and always something fun to do on the prairie, but their last day will be Tuesday, October the 31st. So just make sure that you're scheduling that maybe some weekend to get out there and make that visit. If you want more information, you can call 620-289-4238 and Rhonda can answer any questions that you might have about that. this is a chamber thing. So Fleet Fuels in Independence will be having a ribbon cutting on this week, Thursday the 21st at 11:30 at 3966 West Main. And so they've been a chamber member for a long time, but they've recently changed ownership, and they're bringing in some corporate people. They're ready to do a ribbon cutting. So we're going to be celebrating them this week. And then also, Main Street is having another one of their cash mobs. So Friday, September, is that this week, the 22nd?
Oh,
that's
already
crazy.
Yeah, September's just going by so fast.
Oh my gosh, yep. I feel like I'm saying these dates wrong. I can't believe we're this far into the month. Friday, September the 22nd, which is this week,
yep,
at 5:15, you're going to meet at the Community National Bank parking lot, and we will all group together, walk together, and basically mob a business. It means that you agree to spend $10 in a local business, so just helps make those cash registers ring and gets all of us inside a store and promotes shopping local. So again, that's Friday the 22nd at 5:15. The farmers market's kind of transitioning into fall. So you're going to see pumpkins and gourds and more fall items, probably some mums and plants and things like that. But just know that the market is still open every Saturday from 7:30 to 11, every Thursday from 5 to 7. And they will be wrapping up their season as well sometime in October. I don't really know the closing date yet because it just depends on rain and how many things continue to come out of the earth that they can sell at the market. So we'll keep you posted on that. Also, coming to an end will be glow-in-the-dark miniature golf. They have two more opportunities that they are providing us to play miniature golf. Couple of Fridays. Friday, September the 23rd, and Friday, October the 20th. So remember those two dates. You guys already played your round of golf for the year, didn't you?
I already assaulted the pumpkin there.
Okay.
Get it through the... It kept rolling back, and he...
Hit it again,
to get it back in there.
Yeah, so like I said, a couple of more times before they close miniature golf up for the season. So again, those dates are Friday the 23rd and Friday, October the 20th. And the cost to play is $5, and it's a lot of fun. Another fun thing would be to stop by the museum. They're having the artist show and sell until Saturday, September the 30th. So you can go by 123 North 8th Street and check out the unique art pieces and local crafts between 10 and 4. So basically the artists have created things and they're showing them off, but there's also a price tag on them. You can make a purchase if you want to. And then here's something else that's happening at the college. So the Fine Arts Department at Independence Community College is going to have the 21st Complete Works of William Shakespeare presentation on the stage of the William Inge Theater Friday and Saturday, September 29th and 30th at 7 o'clock in the evening. They have a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock that will be on October the 1st. And just a reminder, all performances are free at the college. So music and theater and band concerts are all free. So if you're looking for something fun to do and you like theater productions, put that on your calendar for Friday and Saturday the 29th and 30th and a Sunday matinee on October the 1st. We talked about this. I had an in-studio guest while you were out last week. And we talked about the Health on Purpose Wellness Fair that's coming up. That's going to be next Friday, the 29th, from 7 to 11:30 in the morning at the Civic Center, 410 North Penn Avenue. You can get blood draws for $40. You can get $15 PSA exams. They will do $15 vitamin D checks. They also have other health screenings that include checking your balance, checking your blood pressure, your blood sugars, talking about depression, checking for skin cancer, and a lot of other booths will be available for demonstrations and activities. Flu shots will also be available. It's that time of year again. Lots of door prizes. So basically, we just want to encourage everybody to get their health in check and stop by the health fair next Friday, September the 29th.
Excellent.
some fun things that are happening. I'll just wrap it up with this. We've got about two or three things happening in the next 60 days, maybe 6 weeks, that you don't want to miss out on. So Downtown Movie Night is next Saturday, the 30th, in the parking lot of Community National Bank and Trust, 121 North Penn Avenue. And the sponsors for movie night will be Berean Christian Mission Center, the Hub Church at Independence Community College. Everything's totally free. We're going to have face painting. The college is going to do root beer floats. We're going to have movie popcorn and popsicles and glow bracelets and balloon animals and kids games. The Minions are going to be there, so it's an opportunity to get your picture taken with the Minions. Captain James Montgomery, from the mascot from Independence Community College, will be down there with some athletes, so you can get your picture taken with Captain Montgomery as well.
I didn't know he had a name, actually.
Yes, he does. Great. And then that's from 6:30 to 7:30. So we're going to have a power-packed hour of lots of activities. Then at 7:30, we want everybody to grab their own, you know, bring your lawn chair down, bring your blankets down, and enjoy the movie. It's Minions, The Rise of Gru. And we'll have a great time under the stars in downtown Independence.
Excellent.
So, be lots of fun. Reminder that the Oak Ridge Boys are going to be coming to Niwala again, and that performance will be Saturday, October the 28th at 7:30. But you can get your tickets now, so you can. But you can only buy them online. So go to niwala.com. If you're somebody that needs help with online tickets, you can come down to the chamber office. We've probably helped half dozen people already purchase their tickets. So come on down. We'll pull up the seating chart on our computer. You can pick your seats, and we'll help you walk through that process. We have a candidate forum coming up. You know, we're getting close to elections, and we like to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to make an educated decision at the polls. And so we're hosting a candidate forum, and it will be on Wednesday, October the 11th at ICC West, out on West Main Street. And I'll have some more details probably next week, but it's going to start at 5:30. And here's how we're going to do it. You know, there's candidates running for the city commission. There's three candidates running for two places. There are candidates running for USD 446. There's four openings and eight candidates. And then Independence Community College Board of Trustees has three openings on their board with six people running. So that's 17 people that are running for these positions. And I don't want anybody to have to bring a sleeping bag. So we're going to do it all on one night so that everybody can just carve that time out on their calendar. But we're going to break it down into sections where we will have a window of opportunity to listen to 446 or ICC or the City Commission, where you don't have to come for the whole thing. You can only come at those assigned times. And if we get ahead of schedule, we will not start early, just so everybody can make sure that they can be present. And then we will also be putting that out on Facebook Live as well, so you'll be able to catch it later if you would like. And we'll have the details of that coming up. But again, that's on October the 11th, which will fall on a Wednesday. And it'll start about probably 5:30 and wrap up about 8:30. So be a good night of lots of good information. And then you'll be able to visit with the candidates after it's over, too. So that'll give you some time to visit individually. And then a few save the dates, but it'll be here before we know it. Zulaween is October the 14th from 5 to 7 out at Riverside Park. Admission is $2. Kids under 2 get in free. It's basically trick-or-treating in a safe, fun environment around Monkey Island. And it's a fundraiser for the park. So we encourage everybody to come out for that. And but they're needing booths. They need people to participate like all of us. So the chamber will be there. We do face painting during Zulaween. But if you're a group, an organization, a business, and you want to support the park and the zoo, sign up for that. And then if you want to be a part of the city trunk or treat that the chamber sponsors, we're going to have that on Halloween night for a quick 90 minutes, because it's a school night, from 6 to 7:30. And we never have a problem with having enough kids, so that's not the issue. We need trunks. We need for everybody to embrace this and be creative and decorate your car and put on some costumes and maybe grab your best friend and come down and do it together. Do it as a family. If you have older kids, if your grandparents, you know, participate, if it's your Sunday school class, if it's your work department, just do it, you know, just get together and be creative and plan for about 1,000 kids, because that's what we have. We always say if you have about 1,000 pieces of candy, you'll be just fine. And we just want everybody to help us with that. So if you'll call us at the chamber office at 331-1890 and let us know that you want to be able to provide a trunk that night, we would greatly appreciate it. Katie at the office is getting ready to put the forms online, so you'll be able to find those on our website as well. But we really need some trunks, so help us out with that. And lastly, we're very, very excited about the 7th Annual Veterans Day of Honor event coming up on Saturday, November the 11th. Now, I say that, and you're thinking, my goodness, that's not until November. But we have a lot of activities that we plan that day, and it's an incredibly meaningful and special day as we honor our veterans and servicemen and women and the sacrifice that they have made for our country. And we want to make sure that we have a great parade. And so in Independence, I think we could be the parade capital of the world, or we could be in the Guinness Book for the most parades in a short period of time.
Yeah, yeah.
But in 25 days, we have 5 parades. So we have the Doodah Parade, the Kitty Parade, and the Grand Niwala Parade, followed by the Veterans Parade, and we wrap it up with the Main Street Christmas Parade, and seriously, within 25 days. So we're 6 weeks away from Veterans Day, and we want everybody to be thinking about either riding your bikes in the parade, or driving your car in the parade if you've decorated it, or carrying a banner, or just walking with your family, or grabbing the golf cart, and just be creative, but really think about being in the parade as an outward demonstration of your appreciation for our veterans. It means a lot to them to see us out supporting them. And I don't care if it's cold, if it's raining, if it's blowing, whatever, we need to get out, because they don't fight for our freedom when the weather's nice. They fight for our freedom in all kinds of circumstances, and we need to get out and support them that same way. So that will be coming up again Saturday, November the 11th. If you want to be in the parade, please give us a call at 331-1890. And if there's something that you want me to visit about, if you think you'd make a great in-studio guest with you and I, if you have a question or anything, you can, there's lots of ways to communicate with the chamber. So we have a Facebook page, Get Independence. We push a lot of information out on that. We share a lot of information. We have a website, indkschamber.org, where we have a lot of detailed flyers about many of the things I mentioned this morning. And you can always give us a call at 331-1890.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to help highlight your organization, all that sort of thing, you know, because we don't know about it if people don't reach out sometimes.
That's right. So. That's right. I know you have a lot of listeners, because I hear from a lot of people in the community quite often about things that you and I have talked about on the air that they didn't know about, and they appreciate the opportunity for us to get together and share lots of good information.
Well, we appreciate you bringing in your detailed list as you do each and every week. So. Lisa Wilson, thank you so much for stopping by, and look forward to chatting again here next week at 10:10.
I'll be here. Thank you.
All righty. That's Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And coming up, we have more Open Line on the way here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.